Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 17th. Happy Saturday. I'm reading from the New International Version. And I wanted to mention that I missed a birthday this week for our newest staff member, Ethan McVeigh. His birthday was on June 11th. So we want to say happy birthday to you, Ethan, and just pray the Lord's blessings on you. We are in Isaiah chapter 9 today. We're actually entering into a new section of scripture where we're reading from the prophetic books of Isaiah and Ezekiel and Zechariah, and then we're going to move into the New Testament books, and we're going to see the prophets holding out hope for restoration for the people of Israel and pointing forward to the Messiah who is to come, who will deliver the people. And so today we're going to read Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7, and this is a part of scripture that will be very familiar to you, I think. It's a beautiful section about our Messiah and who he is for us. Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. Did you notice those words that we often say at Christmas time? Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And then we see many characteristics of our Lord. He is a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, everlasting Father, a Prince of Peace. He reigns on David's throne with justice and righteousness. And so my hope today is that we are able to envision the Lord high and lifted up, the Son who came to be a child among us, now exalted to the throne of glory. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that in this world we can trust that you are our wonderful counselor. When we don't know where to go, Lord, we can come to you and you will instruct us in the ways of wisdom. Thank you for being mighty and powerful. Thank you for your everlasting nature, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you provide peace in our lives. Lord, on this Saturday, I pray that my brothers and sisters would be encouraged by one another, by their families, by their friends. I pray, Lord, that you would give us some rest today, and that you would refocus our attention on you. Put a song in our heart. Help us to worship you today. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.